Greetings. I'm going to make this as brief as I can because I want to use my bandwidth wisely and I don't have Wi-Fi in this hotel. It's not free. I just wanted to say how good Ira is and how interesting this hotel room is. Ira came to the party really well. I'd never used Ira, well, in another state. Well, considering I haven't had Ira for long, I guess that's understandable. But it really, really shone for me today. And when I get home, I'm going to put this on the there on the list because I'm not going to do it from here. Too difficult to write on my phone. But anyway, so I needed to get from the place where I was staying to the station. And I was able to do that successfully on my own with Ira. It's amazing. Actually, absolutely amazing. So with them and then the help of the people at the station, I was able to get my train. I've been catching the train here in Sydney. For those of you who don't know, I'm in Sydney. I came here on Saturday and I'm going home tomorrow. I was able to do that, and it's just wonderful. So, I mean, I just can't wait to get the glasses because it'll be even better hands-free experience, totally. But this one, like, I've never with Ira had help with crossing, you know, unfamiliar intersections or whatever. So, yeah, I was able to get help with when to cross the road it's just amazing. I mean, yeah, I've never used it. As I said, I've never used it for such a hard purpose like that before. And, Joanne was really lovely, as all my agents have been, but she told me play-by-play, obviously, how to get from the place I was staying to the station. And I caught the train and I went into I went to Central Station. I went to the Powerhouse Museum in the end, and then I checked into this hotel room. It's called the Great Southern Hotel, and honestly, I don't know, maybe I guess I was wrong, but for what I paid, I thought I'd get a loo. I didn't think it was like this would be this basic, but it is. I mean, it's cool because, you know, I'm not complaining because, well, I mean, it'd be nice if it was like, you know, good room with free Wi-Fi, but no. I am spending my final night here, and I needed to go somewhere else, so I did this and booked at the hotel this morning. And they've been pretty good to me though. The only concern I have is Clarice. I don't exactly, there's no real grass around here to take her to, although one of the guys sort of showed me where big concrete areas, but it's on an angle, so I think Clarice will go there when she's absolutely desperate, like tonight. I was going to take a walk with Ira to see if they could find any sort of grass patches around here. But alas, by the time I looked at the time, it was 3 o'clock Melbourne Sydney time, and Ira had closed. But I've got like heaps and heaps of minutes to use, like 300 and something minutes. And I'm somehow going to use it all by the end of this month because my minutes don't roll over. No, I think it's 200 and something minutes. Anyway, Chloe stopped clicking. So, yeah, what am I trying to say? Because I didn't sort of use it last week at all. So, yeah, I've got quite a lot to use, so I'll have to wait till 9 my time, 9 p.m, before I can use Ira again. I would like to read some papers that they've got in the hotel, just because I managed to be able to read one short sheet with CNAI, But yeah, I'm not generally good with seeing AI because I shake, unfortunately. Now I have found teas and coffees. Teas, coffees, and a jug, which I've actually just done my I'm just letting my tea bag sit in there in my cup, and I've found all that. So there's obviously tea, coffee, and sugar. But the bathroom is kind of tiny. It's only got a shower, a toilet, and a basin without like a bench or anything like that. It's got a desk and a chair, which I'm at the desk now. It's got a fridge with just milk in it, little tiny things of milk for the teas and coffee. But I don't have that much in my tea. I have black tea normally. So I found all the trays for that and just made myself some tea. That's pretty much all. As I said, no free Wi-Fi. Lunch I had was kind of average. It tasted more like fast food. It was at the pub, at the bar. And I was pretty grossed out because when we got to the lift, when the guy was showing me my room, it smelled of sick. It stunk. So someone must have been sick and they had all these coverings on the floor of the lift. So maybe someone was sick in there. Oh, it's disgusting. Oh, dirty, as my nana would say. But luckily they put me opposite the lift and that was good. And something else that they did was he thought about doing this later, and this is in line with what they did for us at the ACB convention last year. The guy came up and put a bit of stick tape on the key, hotel key, so I'd know which way to insert it. So that was really nice of him. He really thought about it. He must have really thought about it, had a think about all that. Now I'm kind of, after my explore in the room, I found a really big TV, but I can't find the remote control. And even if I did, I obviously wouldn't be able to know how to use it. It's a big TV on the wall. But I don't need to use it, I guess, but just for curiosity's sake, it'd be nice if I can actually get it to work. But I leave tomorrow anyway. I leave my flights at 2, so I'm nice and close here to the airport, so I'll probably just get an Uber to the airport. Anyway, that's all. I'm going to continue to find this remote and see what I can do. Bye.